Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We put this time aside every Wednesday for not just a great politician, in my view, along with Rudy Giuliani, the two best politicians in my lifetime in New York, but a great friend and a tremendous radio talent now between my show and John Catsimatidis' show. He is Congressman Peter King. Pete, good Wednesday morning, buddy. How are you?
Great to be with you, and I don't want to see you walking around with ashes this afternoon. You're moving it everywhere. Now you're taking over the Catholic Church, too, so I got to watch that.
That's exactly what Mike Breen said at the very first service for our late friend Bernard when he passed away. He said, oh, my God, now you're doing the Catholic Church thing, too. And you're right, I did get ashes at St. Patrick's Cathedral a couple of years ago, and I'm considering doing it again today. Why not? I need all the help I can get, Pete. Your God, my God, I don't care. They're all great.
You got it.
Right.
Let me just tell you one thing on a semi-serious note. I was listening to Curtis this morning, and he is good stick and all that. But I've been talking to Bruce Blakeman. There's absolutely no truth at all to what Curtis is saying about Bruce bringing in immigrants to Nassau Coliseum or whatever. That is totally false. It's a lie. And to be spreading stuff like that, we can kid around about stuff, but to somehow say that the county executive is going to be bringing in illegal immigrants to Nassau Coliseum is totally untrue. I've been talking to Bruce about it this morning. He has no idea what Curtis is talking about. And that's the type of thing you don't want to get, getting out there.
Well, listen, there's already a lawsuit in place. Bo Dietl is suing Curtis Sliwa. Peter, you're welcome to jump on that lawsuit with Bo Dietl and the two of you take Curtis Sliwa down. If he's lying about the Nassau County executive, if he's lying about Bo Dietl's career, he blamed you this morning, Peter King, for George Santos. He blamed you.
I tell you, Curtis is going definitely off the deep end. And with Bruce, listen, he and Commissioner Pat Ryder have done so much to keep crime out of Nassau County, keep it down. The last thing you need is somebody stirring up saying we're bringing in immigrants, illegal immigrants to Nassau Coliseum. Listen, Curtis is a good guy. He's a friend. I've known him a long time.
Here comes
I just
want
to get that on the record before there's people marching on Bruce's office in Minneapolis.
That could happen, too, because he did say that. I mean, but he's not alone in Curtis's defense. I never heard that Bruce Blakeman stuff before. But I've told you, I've had people email me at the station and say, I got to tell you, man, I blame a lot of this George Santos stuff on Joe Cairo and Peter King. In my opinion, completely unfair, unfounded, even bordering on stupid. But it's out there, Pete. A lot of folks blame you guys. They feel like you're the Nassau County Mafia for George Santos.
Yeah, actually, first of all, it is untrue. Listen, it's politics. I can understand people saying that. The fact is that Joe Cairo, George Santos was screened and vetted by the Queens Party. That's how he became the candidate in Nassau County. He was a Queens and Nassau candidate. Joe Cairo made almost no appearances with Santos. In fact, I kept getting calls from Newsday asking why I hadn't endorsed Santos, and he was the only downstate Republican I didn't contribute to in the last campaign. Finally, in the last week, I think I put out a one-line statement saying I endorse Santos as the nominee of the party. I had nothing to do with him. I'm not trying to back away. Listen, but the fact is, Joe Cairo had so many races going on in Nassau County. He won the D'Esposito race. By the way, Anthony's doing a terrific job. The Garbarino race. He took back 3 state Senate seats, took back an assembly seat. And Nassau County, which has 100,000 more Democrats than Republicans, Lee Zeldin carried it by over 50,000 votes. So Joe Cairo had 1 million races he was focusing on. That race there where Swazi brought out nothing about Santos, Newsday brought out nothing about Santos, and Cairo had more things to be doing than to checking out whether a guy was playing volleyball with Baruch College 20 years ago.
That's funny. By the way, Lee Zeldin will join me at 7:05 on Tuesday morning. So all this ugliness between Bo and Curtis, now you and Curtis, you're doing a better job than Bo of protecting it, but you both feel the same way. You can't stand him. So the boss, Chad Lopez, just walked by the studio, and Chad, you're hearing all this. These are all your players. This is your roster. How do you feel about this ugliness at the station?
Well, first off, good morning, Sid, and congrats on the great ratings and WABC and what we're doing here.
Thank you. You too.
It's like I walk in, and it's like all my kids in the sandbox, right?
You know what it's like? You're like Vince McMahon. This is your the wrestling. You're like running the whole wrestling thing.
First off, no one should go up against Peter King. No one should go up against Curtis, and no one should go up against Bo, right? But they're all going up against each other, or actually, they're going up against Sid. And what I love about this, though, is that this is what WABC is about. This is what John and Margo wanted, right?
Exactly.
A place for where every just speak the truth, tell the truth, and the truth will come out, right? And it's common sense, and that's what makes this station great.
Although,
it makes you great at what you're doing.
Well, thank you. But one man's truth, Chad Lopez,
yes.
is another man's lie. So Curtis Sliwa, they're contending Bo and Peter keeps lying, even though that's Curtis Sliwa's truth. That's the beauty. Now the question becomes, based upon what you and John want for this station, now we need to find out the real truth.
Yeah.
Who's lying?
And you know what? And I don't. And you know this. I don't think you'll ever find that out. These are politicians we're dealing with.
Is he right about that, Peter King, Chad Lopez? Is he right that you guys are so good? Not you specifically, because you're a very honest man. You really
yes.
are. But the politicians are so good at their jobs that you could lie to our faces and we just buy it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you that.
But
I've been listening carefully to this. Now I know who the evil genius is behind all Lopez. He's the guy in the schoolyard who'll get everybody else fighting, and he's standing off the side. They're laughing at all of us. They're picking up the money on bets.
Peter, I was just going to say, if there's one person I'm standing behind in the schoolyard, is you. That's the person I'm standing behind in the schoolyard.
True. That's true. That is true. Hey, thank you for stopping in this morning.
Thank you.
And congratulations to you, because you've done, John and Margo, of course, built this. There's no question about it. They get a lot of credit. But you have been the genius behind this thing for many, many years. When they called us dead, you said, no, we're not dead yet. You continued to implement what you believed was right, and I really believe we're here today because of you. So thank you.
Well, thank you. But and thank you to John and Margo, because they're the
of
ones
course,
that give us the opportunity. And,
100%.
And they approve everything. So we all work together, and it's a great station.
Thank
great
you,
family,
Chad.
Too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
So, Peter.
Take care of yourself.
You too. So, I'm talking to Chad, yes. So you heard the conversation earlier, that was very funny, with Colonel Jack Jacobs. And we talked about this World War III looming. And I'm hearing that in a lot of places, World War III, that now because the Chinese and the Russians are, in fact, allied, that's what they would like to see. They would like to see eventually, maybe he will attack a NATO country, something like Poland, Putin. Maybe he may use chemical and nuclear weapons. Who knows? But we are in the beginning stages of World War III, and our idiotic president just can't seem to figure that out. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think Joe Biden has certainly made some mistakes with Ukraine, but when every European nation, when even countries like Sweden and Finland, who were never in NATO before, suddenly want to join because they're so concerned about Russia. And to me, the best way to avoid World War III is to stand strong now and to let Putin know that he's not going to win, that NATO will stand together. Russia can't afford a nuclear war. China is making such great economic inroads. They don't want a nuclear war. What Russia wants to do is just effectively move. They can take Ukraine. That's going to give them economic power against Germany. It's going to put tremendous pressure on Poland. And it's going to bring those countries into Russia's sphere of influence, which is going to hurt us economically. And if he can use this threat of nuclear war, he can do that with every country. Why go to nuclear war? Have a nuclear war over Ukraine. Let's give in. Why about Poland? Why about Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia? And we're back to the days of the Cold War. To me, the best way to avoid a nuclear war or an all-out war is to do what we're doing now, but give more weapons to Ukraine, because they are fighting a war for us to stop Russian imperialism. And, it can be expensive. It will be more expensive if we end up in a world war. If we had built up in the 1930s to fight Hitler, and given the aid to Britain that they needed, more than we gave them, then we may not have had World War II, which cost us the hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of American lives.
Peter, I've heard Republican analysts and other folks say, hey, listen, I'm okay with Biden going to the Ukraine. I'm okay with even giving them money and giving them weaponry, all of that. But did he have to do it last week? We've got a real serious situation right here in the United States. Fish are dying, chicken are dying, people are coughing up blood right here in Ohio. I understand it was President's Day, but couldn't that wait? Isn't the United States more important, what's going on in Ohio, than the Ukraine right now? That seems to be a lot of the criticism today, that Biden should have been in Ohio, not the Ukraine. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they're two separate issues. He should have been both. He's a day late and a dollar short as far as Palestine, Ohio. That's where he should have been the week before. He should have been out there. He should have had Buttigieg there. He should have had Kamala Harris there. And he should have been talking to the nation about that. Instead, he may believe it didn't even happen. And that showed to me a disregard for an area. I guess the people there are not that important. You got a 77% vote for Trump in that area. These are the people that Biden is not identifying with, and he figured he could ignore them. So to me, two things. He definitely should have been in East Palestine. He should have been there, just stood with the people. Listen, if that were Bill Clinton, he would have hugged every person in that entire city. He would have gone out there and he would have shown concern for them, as would Donald Trump, as would Ronald Reagan. These are great presidents. They would have known how to handle it. But then he also should have gone to Ukraine and had the two of them. The reason he's made Ukraine a negative issue right now is because he's over there and seems to be ignoring East Palestine. He should have been in East Palestine the week before, been there for one day, 2 days, say this is a major effort, and to be somehow saying FEMA can't get involved because it's not big enough, then FEMA should get involved or can't get involved because it's too big an issue. This is nonsense. This is madness. He should have been there. And it was a dereliction of duty for him not to be there. At the same time, by going to Ukraine, what it's doing is it is firming up support in Europe against Russia. So a commander-in-chief has domestic obligations and foreign. He totally failed in the domestic obligation.
30 seconds. We got to run here, Peter. You've been kind of tough and bold on Trump. You loved him. You voted for him. You were there for him. But you think this time around he's kind of worn out his welcome. Policies are great, but not necessarily he's the right guy for the job. But he is going to East Palestine this morning. Not the president, not Harris, not Buttigieg, but Donald Trump. Give him credit for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that if he had been president, he would have been there on day one, or certainly day two, the latest. He would have been out there. Absolutely. No, he understood that form of leadership, and he understood that there were certain forgotten people in America, and that part of middle America has been forgotten by the Democrats for too long. And that's why Donald Trump was elected in 2016. And that's why Ohio, which had been a marginal state, is now overwhelmingly Republican, because they realize that Democrats have abandoned the working people in communities like East Palestine.
What a great interview. What a great conversation. What a great job, man. I love you, Peter King. Thank you so much. Enjoy the week. We'll do it again next week. Great job.
A great job with the mayor. That was a great interview.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Thank you. I appreciate that. I thought he was very good, as you were as well. And to continue, really, thank you, Peter King.
If you had an accident, trust Gabu Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabu Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabu Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation. Or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.